That is Michael Franti here on 98.3 The Penguin with Ganja Babe. Nice little stage setting for us as we're going to be talking about the best pot on the beach. Although maybe not that kind you're thinking of. We're going to be talking about the Cape Fear Boil Company. And I have my new friend, Tyler Graham, in here repping the Cape Fear Boil Company. We get to shine our local voices spotlight on another member of our community. And we love being able to do this anytime and all the time. But I have to say, I'm especially fired up about this one today. We've all been so fired up upon hearing about this business. We put a story in Port City Daily and it blew up. And then these guys have just joined our Safe 30 store. And I was like, ooh, I want to do that for my dad for Father's Day. And so Tyler and I have become old friends already. Welcome to the Bob King Igloo, Tyler. How you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
We are thrilled to have you here. Love your story. Love your business and what you're doing. And we just want to continue kind of shouting from the rooftops for everybody out there what it's all about and get everybody in the scoop, especially now that vacation season is beginning. It's a perfect time for you to be out there and about.
Yes, ma'am.
So for everybody out there, too, if you want to be want a visual, we are streaming this live on the Penguin's Facebook page as well, so you can take a look there. So let's just kind of start with a little introduction, Tyler. Give everybody out there a little bit of a scoop on who you are and how you ended up in this business.
Doing boils, yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, I am a partner in the business. My friend Matt Corey is really the mastermind behind it all. The business started in Outer Banks. We've been doing it for about five summers there. We do catered low country boils. So we come to people's houses, vacationers' homes. We'll do weddings, events, and do a big low country boil for everybody. There's potatoes, corn on the cob, shrimp, and Dewey sausage. We could do crab legs, clams, mussels, lobster tails, all of the above. Very, very simple stuff, but tastes great.
And it is, and I can speak from experience because we did do this past weekend, and my numbers kept growing and growing. I was going to just go pick up a pot to go because you guys do that.
Yes.
But we ended up doing it, getting it catered, and it was just fantastic. The corn was so sweet. The sausage, everybody was talking about how spicy and nice it was. Of course, the shrimp, and we did some crab legs in the mix as well. But you're getting a lot of this stuff. Where are you getting all this?
Yeah, so a lot of our produce is sourced locally, while it can be, you know, that stuff seasonal. But in Carolina Beach is where our shop is. We have Port City Produce right up the road, the 10 on Carolina Beach Road. So I'll swing by, grab corn. I have a buddy who works at Seaview Crab Company, Austin. Shout out, Austin. So he hooked us up with some shrimp. We get them peeled and deveined, so they're easy. They pop right out when people are eating them. Locally sourced stuff, very good, succulent.
Yes, I can vouch for that as well. Let's go back for just a minute to really where this idea was born.
Right.
Because there's an interesting story here.
There is, yeah. And I can't take full credit for it. Honestly, I can't take much credit at all. I'm just a foot soldier in the mix. My partner, Matt, he's the mastermind behind it all. He's the guy who runs Outer Banks Boil Company now. And I'm down here running Cape Fear Boil Company. But at UNCW, this was his senior project. I was involved with him just as a friend, really, helping him out with the idea here and there. But he got a terrible grade on it. They, you know, said it just wouldn't work, I guess, in typical, like, Shark Tank fashion. They wanted to see numbers. And he was more of an idea man. But he said, screw it, and he went back to Kerala in the Outer Banks where he has a home and started doing boils, like I said, about five summers ago. He started off doing them out of his apartment. He did probably, you know, 15 the first summer. Then it ramped up to maybe 50 the next summer. And turns out last summer he did over 500 of the catered boils. He did thousands of the to-go pots out of his shop in Timbuktu. And with that success, I've, you know, been a part of it for some years now as well. We decided to bring it back here to Wilmington where we started, just to rub it in our professor's faces. No.
I was going to ask, do you ever run into that professor? Do you guys ever run into that professor?
I think Matt has had some correspondence over the years, but, you know, it's all been good. They're proud of their alumni doing local business like that.
So. Yeah. Sure, and some
it's
good,
all good.
Yeah, I'm sure that is the case, and probably good experience for the professor as well. Maybe right. Maybe in a lighthearted style, shoot over a bank statement or something.
Yeah,
say, look how we're doing. Right. That is the voice of Tyler Graham with Cape Fear Boil Company. For me, this idea was completely brand new, and it may be for you too. We're gonna hear a little bit more from Tyler in a moment, but we'll take a little musical interlude. We've got Chaos appropriately up right now with Crab Bucket here on the Penguin. Catchy little song called Crab Bucket here on 98.3 The Penguin. Very appropriate for us. We're talking about crab, shrimp, lobster, corn, potatoes, Vidalia onions, and Dooley sausage, the works. I've got a special guest here with me in the studio, Tyler Graham of the Cape Fear Boil Company. They've got the best pot on the beach.
Yes, ma'am.
They certainly do. For everybody, if you maybe missed our first segment, we were streaming it live on our Facebook page, and you can catch it there. But we're back at it with Tyler a little bit. For anybody that missed, give a quick little recap of kind of who you guys are and what the story is.
Yeah, so we are a seafood takeout restaurant and catering business. We do steam pots, low country boil steam pots for smaller groups. And then for larger groups, we do catered boils. So we'll come to your house, bring all the equipment, everything needed, utensils, plates, silverware.
Cocktail sauce, melted butter,
all the cooking equipment and food, and you guys just hang out, ice the beer. We do all the work for you, serve it, and clean it up.
And if you didn't hear in the first segment, I actually took a great advantage of this over the weekend for my dad, who was going to be here for Father's Day, and I was like, ding, ding, ding. I had just learned of your business, didn't even know you guys were here till a couple of weeks ago, and man, it was a. I got a grand slam. I won Father's Day. Basically, was the joke. So
he
you
was,
can.
He was cool. He was definitely cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was having some fun.
I enjoyed hanging out with the family.
We had some friends over, and I was originally going to do the pot to go, and then my numbers grew. And I think you should share that too. That was something that was really nice for me because I started talking to you a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Things changed, and I needed my head counts were changing. Wanted to throw this in at the last minute. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So we're super flexible. You know, we want to work with people to, you know, make the boil happen, whether it's if you're on a budget or if the numbers are changing or whatever the case may be, you know, all you got to do is give me a shout and I'll work with you.
And you've got a few things too, maybe in addition to the boil, like for some kids and some desserts.
So we'll do, rather than seafood or other than seafood, we will do pulled pork barbecue. It's awesome. It's a vinegar-based pulled pork barbecue that we get from North Carolina. We also do coleslaw. That's homemade. Cornbread muffins. And key lime pies, too. You guys got a key lime pie.
Yes, we did. We had a birthday in the mix, and it was like Saturday afternoon. I was like, Tyler, can we add this in? Can we please add a pie in for dessert? So the flexibility was fantastic for us. And the whole experience was just fantastic. You're standing out there doing the boil, shooting the breeze, and giving everybody some history on everything, on the company
right.
and all that.
Yeah, yeah, it was great. And that's really my favorite part about all this is just getting to meet so many cool people, interacting with the guests. They're always, you know, trying to give me beers, which is fun. But yeah, it's great. It's awesome to be able to do this for work, you know. I enjoy it.
Yeah, it was a grand slam. That is Tyler Graham from the Cape Fear Boil Company. Your home base is in Carolina Beach?
Yes, ma'am. We are located right in the heart of Carolina Beach in the Lake Park Landing Plaza where the Flaming Amy's is down there, the new burrito barn. We just opened up our shop about 4 weeks ago, so we're rolling. We're up and running. Come check us out. We have craft beers in the freezer. Or not the freezer, the fridge. And you can grab your steam pot to go right from our shop there.
And, of course, if your numbers are big. I was going to originally do the pot to go, but then my numbers grew, so it worked out well. And it should certainly be noted that they have also just joined our Save 30 store, folks. So a $100 gift certificate for the Cape Fear Boil Company costs you $70. Spend that $70 out of your pocket. Go get $100 worth of food and grub. And when they're there, you can double and triple up on the certificates. I was very lucky because I knew they were landing on the Save 30 store, and I was able to get the catering for free, basically, through the Save 30 store. So it is a killer deal for all the vacationers out there. I mean, are you doing what kind of, I guess you just started here, but
right,
I mean,
yeah,
you've got a lot of vacationers, I imagine.
Yeah. Our other location in Outer Banks that my partner Matt runs is very seasonal. You know, it's like Memorial Day to Labor Day, and then it's a ghost town. There's 200 year-round residents. So typically it's only vacationers there. However, here in Wilmington, our goal is to have more of a year-round business where we can, you know, do Christmas parties. I did a Christmas party last year, actually, for WB Surf Camp. My buddy Rick Savelli runs that.
Nice.
And then, you know, weddings as well, October, November. Hopefully we can be more of a year-round store down here, you know.
Very cool. That is the Cape Fear Boil Company. Happy to welcome them to town, happy to welcome them to our Save 30 store. Very happy to have you here with us in the Bob King Igloo today. They've got the full menu, everything you can see there at CapeFearBoilCo.com, right?
C-O? Yeah, CapeFearBoilCompany.com.
Okay. Oh, it is the whole company.
It's the whole company.
But if you just Google it, of course, you will find it. And I speak from my first experience with them this past weekend. It was a smashing success for my dad and for Father's Day and some friends in town for the Tedeschi Truck Show this weekend. It was a grand slam. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you. We love coming and boiling for you guys.
We'll do it again for sure. All right, everybody, we will get right back to the tunes after this here on The Penguin.